Pites and Manalo, starting right at the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah. Shema Mino, the Mishnah says, Shema, the question Shaver. We see from this that we do write a receipt. So, what does it mean we write a receipt? That when you write a receipt, you're putting a burden on the, let's say, the Ketzab Aloy Ben Amalva. So if you're writing a receipt, it means you're putting the burden on the Aloy Ben Amalva to hold on to the receipt. You're saying that otherwise the Malva is going to collect if the Aloy Ben can't produce the receipts. You're putting a tremendous burden on the Aloy Ben Amalva. So let's say the Malba says, I lost the shtar. The Loeb is married to the Chayv. The Malba says, I lost the shtar. So the Loeb comes along and says, that very night, I'm married to the Chayv, and I'm not denying it. But I'm afraid the Malba is going to bring out the shtar a second time and collect later on. And when he pulls out the shtar, I can't say parati against the shtar, so I'm not going to believe this. He says, no problem, I'll write your receipt. He says, yeah, but you're putting a burden on me that I have to hold on to the receipt all the time. Anytime he pulls out the shtar, if I lose the receipt, so I'd rather that I don't want to pay until he returns the shtar and we destroy the shtar. So does the lawyer have a right to say that? So if you hold Kaiser and Shaver, we say, no, we have a right to put that burden on the lawyer. So the case over here was, the more right now, assumes the case was that they pull out a get without the ksuba. The husband is admitting that he owes the ksuba still. So he said, okay, fine, so pay the ksuba. He says, yeah, but I'd rather wait till we find the ksuba. This way I can get the ksuba back from her and destroy the ksuba. He says, no, we'll write your receipt. Well, you're putting the burden on the husband that, she can't, if he has to hold on to that receipt to make sure it doesn't get lost. And why do we put the burden on the woman? So that's, yes, he's more than he owes the chayv, but he has a right to get the ksuba back and destroy it before he pays the chayv. Mishnah says that he has to pay. So you see, we put the burden on the loiver, on the husband. The ain't cursing shaver, because if you hold that you're not cursing shaver, leichish tuma mafgalo the ksubasa vigabibo. She's very nice and she's saying she doesn't have the ksuba and the husband is being moider, but later on she'll pull out the ksuba and collect the second time. So we would not allow to pay were it not for the fact that we're relying on the idea of putting the burden of shaver on the husband. So Rav says that we're talking about a place where they would not write up the ksuba. They would rely on the chiyab. Ksuba is a chiyab bezdin. There's no need to write it up. If you just be mechayev the basic ksuba, there is no need to write it up. So it means in such a makam, which that became the standard minig of amongst the people, yes, we put the burden of responsibility on the husband to hold on to the shaver. But you cannot extrapolate to a scenario where that's not true, where the derech is the right ksuba, or something of that sort. So then, over there, if the woman would say that we got divorced, the husband would be moida that he owes the ksuva, he still will not have to pay until she produces the ksuva, thereby giving him the right to destroy the ksuba when he pays. That's what Rav says. Shmuel Amar Af Malkam Shekursing Ksuba. So the case was that they wrote a ksuba. So Mora says, the Shmuel Kursing Shaver. It means according to Shmuel, you hold that there's a din of Kursing Shaver, which means that you would put the burden on the husband. We don't give the husband the right to say, I'm worried they owe the money, but I don't want to pay until I'm worried about what's going to happen in the future, and I don't want to pay until I get the ksuba back and I destroy it. So the Mora says, is that what Shmuel holds? Shmuel, Kaisen, Shaver, do we write a Shaver? I heard from Shmuel that he explained to me. Shmuel's case was a case where the derech was not the right ksuba. They relied on the chiyav bezdin. So obviously, in such a place, the standard procedure was to put the burden of responsibility on the husband, and that became the minhag ha'makom. So that, yes, over there we have a right to put the responsibility on the husband. But Vomer Kasafti Allah Kasafti. The husband says, yeah, but I understand that relying on the Chiyuv Bezdin, because there's no other way to deal with it. But I'm claiming that I wrote a ksuba, and I would like to get the ksuba back before I pay. So love l'habi raya. So we say that he has to prove that that's so, and if he cannot prove that he wrote it, so she can collect based on the Tanai Bezdin. He's claiming that he went against the Minhag HaMakom and he wrote a ksuba, so he has, and therefore he doesn't want to pay until he gets the ksuba back. So he has to prove, he has to bring the Edim in that he wrote a ksuba, and then he has a right to wait till he gets the ksuba back. But till that happens, she has a right to collect and give him a shiver. Okay. Now, the Rav Onan continues and says, "B'makim shekaisun, v'amar loy kasevli, alei al habi raya." If you're talking about a place where the derech was that the husband would write a ksuba, the woman says, "Yeah, but he didn't write a ksuba for me. He relied on the Tanai Bezdin, the Chiyuv Bezdin, that Chazal said that woman he has to pay a certain amount of money." And if she says that he didn't, that they did that, and she wants to collect just with the get a loan, she can't. We say that really he wrote you a ksuva, and he has a right not to have to worry about the shavri. He has a right to get his ksuva back. And you're claiming that they did something out of the ordinary, so you have to prove that that was so, and then you'll collect with the get and give him a shavri. But meanwhile, so you can prove that, you can't collect. So Allah Allah be right. She has to prove that. Okay. Vaf Rav Hodribe. So Rav said the case of the Mishnah was a case of Malkim Shane Kursing Suva. Shmuel comes out that really the din of the Mishnah could be true, even Malkim Shane Kursing Suva, if she says she didn't write a ksuba, she can use the get to collect. If she can prove that they personally did not write a ksuba, so it's not totally in the makom; it's totally in just the individual circumstances. Just depending on whether it's a standard or not, you might have to prove it with Adam.
Prove that it wasn't written.
It proved it was not in a case where she's claiming there was no ksuba. She'd have to prove that. She'd bring Adam, who were there in the whole process, and they said, you know, we will just rely on the Tanai Bezdin and not write a ksuba. So she can bring Adam that's what they made up. She can collect with the get. And yes, you'll put the burden of proof of the shaver on the husband in that situation. Even though it wasn't the standard in the book, but he agreed to that arrangement. So Morris says Rav accepted that as well. Rav Hadribe, Rav, to learn up the Mishnah, either in the case where the derech was not the right ksuba, so then you can collect with the get and give the husband a shaver. Or alternatively, even if Malkim where the derech was the right ksuba, if they didn't write ksuba, they could also collect with the get. Where do you say the Dama Rav? Beimimalkim Shekaisin. Beimimalkim Shein Kaisin. Get Goyba Iker Ksubos. I'm sorry, get Goyba Iker. She can collect Iker Ksuba just based on the get alone. Ksuba. Goyba Tosefis. If she wants to collect any Tosefis, that obviously would require the Ksuba to be written, because there's no standard for any Tosefis that you can collect without the Ksuba. Okay. Um, fine. And the Kiddush in Ksuva Gerber Tosefis is, we could argue, let's say she pulls out the get, and you can collect with the get alone. She is arguing, he is arguing that I admitted, when she came to collect the get alone, I admitted to the Tosefis. She collected the Tosefis with the get, and now when she pulls out the ksuva, I shouldn't have to pay the ksuva, because I already paid the Tosefis, which the ksuva documents. And since you know that get can be goy with ksuva, so my argument is plausible, the husband tainus. He says, no. We're not sure that he was able to collect, she was able to collect the Tosefis through the vehicle of the get alone. And when she pulls out the ksuba, she can collect the Tosefis. And anybody has any questions on this halacha I just said, they can come and ask any questions. This is a valid approach. Zogt Rashi. Shmami no, first Rashi in the Gemara. Miktani goyva ksubasa b'tzoas gets. That she's able to collect the ksuba just by her key of ksuba by producing the get. L'chayish the arume ma'arma, we're not worried about her doing a trick. Now she'll collect with the get. And then she'll pull out the ksuba pull out the ksuba in a different bezdin. V'tigwa l'achem yisosu b'tar salmona. Loimer lo nisgarashti b'lo nifrati. So, yeah, she collected with the get. The husband's alive, so if get collects, Bezin is smart enough to understand you can't collect with the ksuba, because maybe she collected with the get. But if she comes to Bezin after the husband has documented that he's dead, Bezin knows that he's dead, she can deny the whole garish and say, no, I never got divorced. I'm an omona. I want to collect my ksuba. Tovadai, the grashi, the terrorist, Gurusha, Loihodra, Gavya, to a Karina Legitza. She can't come and collect a second time as a Gurusha, because even if she pulls out the ksuba the second time, we'll say, well, who said you were divorced? She says, well, here's my get. What do you mean, here's your get? We tear up the get, since we're talking about a place where you can collect with the get. They would tear up the get. Otherwise, what's stopping her from collecting the get 10 times? So what they do is they take the get and they tear it up and they give her a receipt that she's divorced. Right? But she can't collect with that. She has to collect with the get. So she's going to come the second bezin just with the ksuba, where they say, okay, where's the get? So she can't collect with the get a second time. When she's as a grusha a second time. The mission says she can't collect with this ksuba alone. So that we're not worried about. But umiyu, how about on the mechish, we should be concerned. She tamten ashi yamus betigvuk betaras almana. But she can collect as an almana. Milochayish, the fact that we're not worried about that. And had we been worried about that, we could have argued that she should not be allowed to collect with the get because of its concern. We can force the responsibility of the shaver onto the loiva. The loiva can't try and prevent the payment. Loi efra achatachsali story. I don't want to pay. I admit I owe the money, but I don't want to pay until I get my star back, which I can then destroy. Because Shemer Taksa B'Toytzienu, because maybe if you don't give it back to me, I'm afraid he's going to pull it out somewhere else and try and collect a second time. And I don't want to hold on to my have to worry about holding on to my receipt against this trick of the fellow. We don't say that. Elo Emrim Lo, we say to him, we tell the lawyer, listen, you admit you owe the money, so you have a chiyuv to pay, and you're worried about him collecting a second time. So fine, he'll write your receipts. So this is a machlokes of Abbas, so whether we have a right to put that to put that responsibility on the lawyer. And the lawyer has a right to say, even though I admit that I owe the money, since there's a possibility of him trying to use this tachbula of collecting twice, I have a right to say I'm not going to pay until I get my shtar back. That's the purpose. I gave him a shtar to document the chayv, to put a burden of responsibility on myself that I cannot deny the chayv. I have a right to get the shtar back before I pay. Mekayim alone, command omer ein kaisim. Rashi, we pass it ein kaisim shayver, which fisha nimsis et zarek l'shamroi. You're putting the burden of responsibility of Shmira for this point onwards on the loiva, that he has to make sure nothing happens, that the animals don't destroy his receipts or anything, you know, gets lost. So the word is asking, our mission seems to indicate that Kaisen Shiver. Not like the way we passed it over there. Tosis disputes Rashi's psak. He says the more of this mash actually passed in Kosin Shaver. Not like the way Rashi learns. What's the Morris question? The Morris question is not that it's a kash and psak. Rashi has the question: our mission is mash A. We know we passed in B. Tosfos learns that the Morris Kash is the Mishnah's Mashmei, and there's a Mandomer who holds B. It's an Amara. So how can the Amara argue on the Mishnah? Okay. Morris says, because if you're not Kesin Shaver, Dimamafka Lachamisa Begabe Batar Samana, we're afraid that she might right now use the get to collect. Later on, collect as an Amana. And we're going to do this. We're going to allow her to collect with the get alone. You're not worried about that. The answer must be we're going to write a shiver, which means we're going to put the burden of responsibility on the husband to hold on to that shiver, that in case when he dies, it's the children will have a document to prove that there's no chiyuv ksuba. So Rav says, "Makom shein kosin ksuba, asabgan al tanai bezin." They're living in a place where they never wrote a ksuba. And they always relied on Tanai Bezdin, which means in that place they relied on a shiver. Shmuel says that no, he's talking about Rakim Shekaisen. So more says, according to Shmuel, Shmuel Kaisen Shiver means Shmuel holds you, that you mean Shmuel holds Kaisen Shiver. But to me, Zemur is asking us a question. Do you mean to say that Shmuel holds like that? So the way Rashi learns for sure that the Psak of the Gemara over there is we paskin and Karsin Shaver. We don't put the responsibility on the loiva. We're saying the Shmuel holds the Kaisman, not like the way we paskin. So Ravon said the demon farshili. I heard Shmuel explain it to me the following way. Lardam and Kaisin Shaver. No. Shmuel agrees with the standard halacha, the ein kaisin shaver, which you don't put the burden of responsibility on the loiv. So why are we here to think she collect? Who? In the case of the place where they don't write the ksuba, and he says, yeah, that's very nice. We don't write the standard over here is not the right ksuba, but I was a nice guy and wrote a ksuba. So that's very nice. Normally the standard over here is to collect with the get. Because you don't write a ksuba, the standard was a collect based on the get alone. Or based on the death alone. But since I wrote a ksuva, I'm worried about her pulling out the ksuva down the road. So that's very nice. He has to prove that he wrote a ksuva. If he can bring a proof, which is Adim Shekosov, that Adim that he wrote a ksuva, saying, she can't collect until she gives back the ksuva. But if the loy maisi raya, but he cannot prove that they wrote a ksuba, tani masnisan goyve ksubasa, she collects a ksuba. Veino neman loymer shenisi minigo ir. See, there's no nemanis to say, yeah, but I wrote a ksuba, and therefore I don't want to pay until they get the ksuba back. I said, yeah, but you have to prove that you did it against the standard in the city. Vice versa, Malcolm Shakosin. Who, if it's a place where the derech was the rights, she says, yeah, but we personally relied on the hiyabez and we didn't write a ksufa. Therefore, I want to collect without giving out the ksufa. She says, she has to prove that that's so. So then the Mishnah's halacha would be true that she can collect without giving back the ksuba, by proving that she has no ksuba, and then she'll collect with the get alone. So it's possible, learn up the Mishnah, both in the case of Malkum Shekoisvin, and she was exceptional and they did not write for her, and she proves that. Or Malkum Shein Koisvin, that where the standard is that they would collect with the get. And even if they claim that there was the husband claims he wrote a ksuba, he'd have to prove it. If he can't prove it, she collects. Rav, doesn't give us these two options. He says the case of Mishnah was a Makom Shein Kosev. So Harbe, he retracted. He has a different way to learn the Mishnah. Whether the derech is the right to get the ksuba, not the right of ksuba, the chomim allowed her to collect the ksuba, the ikur of the ksuba with the get. So we know that there's a chiyuv on a Messiah. We don't need a ksuba for that. The get alone allows her to collect with that. We go with the Tani Masisin, Iker Komar, Bolet Yosefis. So they collect the Iker. Chimavka ksuba, Bolo Yet, Gerbet Yosefis, Bolo Iker. When she later on brings out the ksuba, that allows her to get to the extra money, but not the Iker. Chashin and Shema Gavato, Alpia Get, because maybe that was collected based on the get.
Which
does she collect? Mana or Matayim? Well, it depends whether she's a psula or a mana.
And then, with regard to her claim that there wasn't a get, the Eidim could cover the period of time of the...
Her claim there was no ksuba, so she would, with Pasha, she would have to prove that the other way around, that there was a verbal agreement between them not to write a ksuba, and Aiden witnessed that. So if she could prove that, so she's proven there was no ksuba, we're not mechuyev the question that maybe, even though they said that, maybe he changed his mind and wrote a ksuba. But to prove that something didn't take place, it becomes a bit more challenging. Right? So it comes out that the Rav is really coming back to Kashin Shaver then. Because she can collect the Iker with the get alone. And we're not worried about maybe later on that she'll die, the husband will die, and she'll try and collect the Iker without the Ksuba. She doesn't need the Ksuba for the Iker. She's going to come as an almona and say, yeah, we're, you know, that he never divorced me and I want to collect the Ksuba. So he'll have to, the husband will have to have a shiver. So that's Tosis's problem over here. Tosis says that Rav and Babasa hold in Kais and Shiver. So how can Rav say this statement over here that the woman is automatically given the right to collect the Iker with the get without the Ksuba and not worried about this potential question problem of her? And so the second time of the get she can't, because they'll take the get and they will destroy the get and give her just the receipt. She's been divorced. But the chashash over here is that she'll come as an almana. The husband will subsequently die and she'll come as an almana and collect. So that's his cash. If you hold any cushion shiver, so how can we allow her to collect with the get and not worry about this possibility? Okay. So Tosis has the mahalot answer, but that's a problem. The Gemara. Chalretzel Hashem Yabba B'Yashu Zagrashi. Dein Locher Shmiat Telekum. This arrangement that I set up works. That you can't. Tosis gets. The Rambam will get. Yeah. So the woman has the right to collect the Iker of the Ksuba with the get, and she has the right to collect the Tosefis with the Ksuba. Tosis points out, this is also a case where the husband is still alive. In the case the husband died, obviously you're collecting everything with the Ksuba. You can't say, well, where's your get? I mean, he's dead. Right? So over there, but after the husband dies, you'll collect the Iker and the Tosefis with the Ksuba. So Tosis introduces the possibility that maybe you collected the Iker with Ede Misa and Tosefis with the Ksuba. So that's true. So then there's no Chashash. That would enter Tosis Gasha, but that, you know, that's what Tosis grapples with. Is there such a sword? Okay, let's hold it here.